This winter season is the first time since 2004 that the Antelope Butte Mountain Recreation Area is fully open. The effort to reopen the ski area located in the Bighorn Mountains took two communities separated by a mountain range over the last decade. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska has the story.
It's an unusually warm Saturday at the Antelope Butte Mountain Recreation Area, elevation 9,400 feet, located in the middle of the Bighorn Mountain Range between Grable and Sheridan. I'm at the top of the ski hill. An avid skier, I start down a powdery run with evergreens and big boulders surrounding me.
Are you ready?
Yep.
At the bottom, I meet Lynette Sutphin. Sutphin is here with her two young daughters.
I skied back in the early to late 90s. Before I went to college up in Montana, I learned to ski here.
She left the area for a while and then moved to Bighorn. And when she did, she learned that her old ski hill closed down due to a legal matter.
It's just disappointing to lose places like this. I actually prefer smaller mountains. It's like a community, you know, you come up and you see people you know every weekend, and your kids always bump into their friends. You know the runs real well.
And it's the community that brought the mountain back after 15 years. Mark Weitz is the secretary of the Antelope Butte Foundation.
We saw in late 2010 an article in the Sheridan Press that said their Forest Service is considering salvage operations, which means tear this all out. And so a group of citizens got together and said, what are we going to do about this?
The communities of Sheridan and Grable formed a foundation and started fundraising right away.
Anything from t-shirt and bake sales all the way to having large foundations and large donors help us out.
They were able to buy the National Forest permit, but there were hiccups along the way, like making sure the old equipment, like the lifts, worked and were safe. Foundation President Jeff Grant says the foundation members were slightly surprised how nostalgic people were about the ski hill and how important it was to them to get the hill up and running again.
We want to go back to being a really important asset to both sides of the mountain and build those same memories and those same connections that led to, like, somebody like Mark getting a job offer, riding a chairlift here. I mean, that kind of blows your mind to think that that's the role this place had.
The foundation realizes it's not easy to keep a place like Antelope Butte running. This is the first year the hill is fully operational, and another small nonprofit ski hill just east of Cody, Sleeping Giant, announced this will be the last winter season it's open. The reason is financial, but Grant says Antelope Butte lift ticket sales have been strong.
Antelope Butte used to do 11,000. Well, we expect to be back at that level and beyond because of the population growth on the Sheridan side of the mountain. So we feel like 10, 11, 12,000 and above is where we're going to be, and that's going to prevent what happened at Sleeping Giant.
Sleeping Giant officials say they only sold half that number of lift tickets. Grant says it may be because it's at the end of a dead-end road in the winter, while Antelope Butte sits on the main artery between two communities. The original reason Antelope Butte closed was not financial, it was personal. In addition to winter visitors being at a higher level than the conservative estimates this season, Antelope Butte is open during the summertime as well.
Two things that we do annually. One is the summer festival. The last weekend in June, we have a brew fest up here. This will be our fourth or fifth one. What we do beyond that, that requires bigger investments like building mountain bike trails and all that, that's to be determined what we do.
So far, the winter season is going swell. They have sold more tickets than their conservative estimate, and for Lynette Sutphin's two girls, Lillian and Leah, it's a blast.
It's so much fun up here, and today was my first time on the big lift, and it was so much fun.
And this is what Antelope Butte hopes to achieve, bringing back skiing and snowboarding to the Grable and Sheridan communities. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kudelska at the Center of the West in Cody.